Welcome to Trivia Showdown, the quiz game show from the Delaware County District Library, where we pit three staff members against each other for the coveted Showdown crown. I'm Kellen Freeman, your host, and tonight I have our three contestants. First, we've got Alex from the Delaware Circulation Department. Andy from the Delaware Children's Department returns for another shot at the crown.
Hello.
And we have our current champion, Mandy, from the PAL branch.
Hey.
Welcome, contestants. And now for those of you at home, here's a quick overview of how the game is going to work. We'll begin, as always, with our quick question. The first player to correctly answer this multiple choice question gets to take control of the board and pick our first category of the game. They'll choose from five categories, which will be announced in just a moment. After each category is complete, the next player in line gets their chance to choose. Once all three players have chosen their category, I will flip a coin to determine which of the remaining two will be our final round. During the final round, points are increased. At the end of the final round, we'll total the scores and announce our winner. Ready to get started?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Yes.
So our quick question tonight, this state is the closest in distance to Africa, Florida, Texas, Maine, or North Carolina? Mandy.
Texas.
No. Andy?
North Carolina.
No.
I think
Florida.
No.
Is it Maine?
It is Maine.
Yeah.
So, in the case that nobody gets it, our previous champion gets first category.
Okay.
Let's pick up the categories. So our categories tonight are Nostalgia Trip, Fake Universities, Is This a Thing, A River Runs Between Them, and Apples to Oranges.
I think I'm going to be really bad at A River Runs Between Them, so I'm going to start with that because it's less points.
All right. So how this one works, you'll be given the name of a river in the United States. You'll write down how many states this river creates a border between, not how many states it goes through. Mexico and Canada borders are not considered in this number.
Hmm. Okay.
Just between U.S. states.
Okay.
1 point for the correct answer.
All right.
The Colorado River.
Lord, I don't even... Already, I don't know what states are near that. this is going to be straight guessing the whole time.
And it can't go through it.
They can go through states, but that doesn't count. I'm only looking for the states that it causes a border between. Alex says two, Andy says six, Mandy says three. It is two.
Hey,
California and Arizona.
Yay.
The Chattahoochee River.
Oh, okay. Is this my Civil War question?
No.
Chattahoochee was in the Civil War.
Well, then you get two of them tonight.
I don't know how many states I've worn that.
Alex says three, Andy says four, Mandy says two, it is three.
Man!
Alabama, Florida, and Georgia.
I literally guess.
It's so funny because last time I was like, in my head I knee-jerked three, but I was like, I said that last time.
Yeah. No.
The Ohio River.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Okay. I think we get kicked out of the state if we get this wrong, right?
Alex and Andy both say four, Mandy says five, it is five.
Oh. It goes up a little.
Illinois, woo! Indiana, okay. Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia.
That makes sense.
For a second, I was like,
I was
no,
thinking
it,
Pennsylvania.
It scoots up a little bit.
It goes into Pennsylvania. It starts outside Pittsburgh, but it doesn't go along
the border.
It doesn't
board. Okay.
Yeah.
I could see
Darn.
The Ohio
You're
River
right.
from my dorm in college. I went to a college in Cincinnati, and it was like outside the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The Missouri River.
Lord. Okay.
All right. Oh. Alex and Mandy both say six. Andy says five. It is five.
Hey! Yeah, I saw you trying
to
get complex geographies in your head that time. You were like, it was like that meme where it's like numbers.
This one was Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Dakota.
Nice.
The Rio Grande.
Oh.
Mm.
Alex says four. Andy says zero. Mandy says one. It's two.
Oh!
It's the small sliver between New Mexico and Texas.
I was thinking it was just the border with Mexico.
Started to say stupid New Mexico, but then I was like, wait, they have those hatched chilies that I like so much. So
yeah,
I did
that. New Mexico's got that extra little stagger.
I was going to say two, but then
tiny
I was like,
bit,
it's only Texas.
It's there.
Mm. All right.
The Snake River.
I don't even know what state that's in, dude.
I don't know where that is.
Alex says one. Mandy and Amy both say three. It is three.
Whoa!
Washington, Oregon, and Idaho.
Sorry, Pacific Northwest. I didn't know about it.
So then they both get
the
point, right?
Yep.
Okay.
The Delaware River.
Not the one, the run.
No. Alex says 4. Mandy and Andy both say 2. It is 4.
Hey! Okay.
New York, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, okay. And Delaware.
When the Bernie Sanders meme was a thing, we were trying to figure out where to put him that would be funny, and the Washington crossing the Delaware was definitely one of those spots.
The Potomac.
Is that my Civil War question?
No.
Man!
Okay, but...
I know 700 things about the Grand Army of the Potomac. Can we talk about that?
Alex and Mandy both say 3. Andy says 2. It is 3.
Oh!
West Virginia. Okay.
Yeah. Maryland,
DC
West
doesn't
Virginia.
Count.
I knew those two.
Yeah, DC doesn't count.
I knew 2 of those, but I didn't remember West
Virginia.
Yeah,
I didn't know West
Virginia. But I was like, I don't think it's just 2.
Yep. The Niagara.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh. And
Alex says 2. Andy says 0. Mandy says 1. It is 1.
That's Woo! What I thought. The New York I was border. Like, wasn't sure if another state bordering New York.
I was there one time. It was cool.
I want to go.
It's fun. It's really fun.
Another one people may not know. The Red River of the North.
I know the Red River, but this is of the North.
There are 2 Red Rivers. This one is the North
one. Is there a beer named after this?
I have no idea. Alex says 1. Andy says 2. Mandy says 3. It is 2. The Red River of the South.
See? Oh.
The Red River of the South.
I'll just keep it.
Yeah, I keep doing 3 over and over again. I aimed high this time because I'm like, why do I keep just doing the same?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Alex and Andy both say 2. Mandy says 5. It's 3.
What is it? I got burned so done.
Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma.
Dang, man.
Now, to flip things on their head for the last question, the number of states missing any river borders.
The ocean doesn't count as a river.
The ocean doesn't count as a river.
Okay. So the number of states that don't have any river bordering. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Alex and Andy both say 5. Mandy says 7. It is 6.
Okay.
Oh, it's 6. Okay.
Yeah. Alaska is included in this. So Colorado, Hawaii, Montana, Utah, Wyoming, and Alaska. Okay. Alaska has a waterway border, but it's not technically a river. It's like a sound or something like that. So.
Huh.
I'm going with that.
Okay.
So our scores at the end of the first round. Alex and Mandy both have 4, and Andy has 3. So that brings us to Alex to pick our next category.
Okay. I'm going to do fake universities.
How this one will work. I will offer you a prompt about a fictional university or college. Ring in with the name of the university. 1 point for the name of the university. And a 1/2 point if you can only name the intellectual property.
Like the movie or the book.
Yeah, we're going German board games and pulling in 1/2 points on this one. Located in the fictional town of Arkham, Massachusetts, this university appears multiple times over the mythos of this character and features mystical and occult studies.
Oh, what's
up? Mandy.
Is it Sabrina?
No.
No. Because I know it's a TV.
If you got
show.
Even a hint, you can try and ring in and see. There's no penalty for
There's no penalty for ringing in.
You just want one chance to answer.
Well, okay. Well, Alex? All I remember is that it's from a TV show and it was on Sci-Fi and it was really popular and then it went to Netflix and then it was really popular.
I need a little bit more.
I know. I know.
I also don't think that's correct.
Oh, really? Different show?
Different property.
Oh.
Not specifically a show.
Oh, I was thinking
of shows, movies, books.
Okay, because the show's based off the book with this. No.
Maybe.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't think so, but I also don't quite know which one you're referring to.
Okay.
Andy?
No idea.
Okay.
None.
It is Miskatonic University from the Cthulhu mythos.
Oh.
No. Nope. That's not what I was thinking of.
I did think about Lovecraft, but then I was like, I don't know.
I was thinking of...
You know that boarding school that they go to in Sabrina? That's somewhere in New England. I just don't know where.
It's in Greendale, which is on the other side of the river from Riverdale.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I
nebulously
thinking?
New England.
Mm-hmm.
What was I thinking of?
I don't know. That's a high school anyway. It's not a college.
Yeah.
Oh, I just don't remember what it was. Okay.
It's a witch school.
It's a witch school.
Yeah, I was also thinking of a witch school. Mm-hmm. A witch and wizard school that was a college, but...
Was it the witches or the magicians?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, that's what I was...
While the film university was fictional, it did shoot on the real University of Oregon campus because that was the only campus that would let them shoot a movie about such a wild party scene. Andy.
Don't know the name of the university, but was it old school?
No. Mandy.
Is it Animal House?
It is Animal
That's
House.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Faber University.
Faber University.
I actually was almost going to guess old school.
Okay, yeah, we were along the same lines.
Yeah.
This interplanetary university had a contest between many zany fraternities and features the sorority Kappa Kappa Wong.
Mars University?
Yes.
From Futurama?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, nice.
Yeah. Kappa Wong. Yeah, I think.
This college features the notable Professor Dr. Henry Jones Jr. as faculty of the archaeology department. Mandy.
Indiana Jones.
Yes.
But you what that, university? You know,
I don't.
It's Barnett College. Oh. And specifically Last Crusade.
I know.
Well, I thought it was Temple of Doom, or Raiders of the Lost Ark, but he's not shown at a university at all for that. He's just a professor. This university with a terrible football record drafted two leads of this animated show after they spot one throwing the other through the air.
Animated show... I just know, is it Family Guy?
No.
The show? Okay, I was thinking football shape.
I guess Stewie's head's the shape of
Stewie's head. That's what I was
thinking.
That's
not a bad guess. I wasn't thinking about that. Mandy.
Home movies?
No.
They play a sport.
Soccer.
It's soccer. Okay. Props for even knowing that show.
Andy?
Don't know.
It's Wasamata U from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Wasamata U. It's like a 40s joke.
Yep. Yeah, just chucking Rocky through the air.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, oh, hey, you can throw. Bring you on. This local school, part of the California University system, was the setting for much of the show, but was likely destroyed in 2003 during the Battle at the Hellmouth.
No clue. I have no clue.
No idea.
We're all just...
It's UC Sunnydale from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I was thinking Buffy, but I wasn't sure.
I think I've seen half an episode of that ever. Not that I like the premise, I just... I'm not.
This school is an open admission school that closed out each school year with a traditional campus-wide paintball game.
Campus-wide paintball game? I don't think it is.
Might as well guess.
How does old school end? I don't think it's a paintball game. Old school.
No.
Okay. I've only seen the movie 50 times.
Nothing?
Yeah, no.
Okay. It's Greendale Community College from Community.
Oh.
Okay.
The main characters on this show all attend this university after graduating high school, and even their favorite teacher moves up to join them as a professor. Andy.
That is Boy Meets World.
Yes.
And starts with a P, like... Pembroke or something?
Pembroke University.
Hey, look at you.
Oh my gosh, okay.
This school features a seventh year senior who made it his goal to help undergrads succeed. The character is based on the life of comedian Burt Kreischer. Andy.
Van Wilder. Don't remember the name of the school.
It is Van Wilder. This is Coolidge College.
Actually based on South Florida University, where Bert went to school. It was like at the party school of the year that he went there, and he was like a six-year senior. I'm a big fan of Bert. I don't know that much about
him. You've seen Bert the Conqueror?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
We watched it this weekend. Nice. Like, I'm a fan of Bert.
That's a great show. So our scores at the end of the second round. Alex has 5.5 points. Andy and Mandy both have 5.
Man. Ooh,
this is a half-point lead.
And besides that, we've basically missed everything.
Everything?
So Andy will get to pick our third category.
Let's do apples to oranges.
All right.
Cool.
How this will go, I will give you two completely unrelated things. You'll tell me which has the higher number of their thing, regardless of what that thing is. For example, if I ask for the how many hours are in a day versus how many cents are in a quarter, you would answer cents in a quarter is more, having 25 versus 24. You get 1 point for the correct answer. So the height of Mount Everest in feet versus the number of students in the Ohio University student body.
Okay.
Everybody says Everest. It is Ohio University.
Oh, wow.
Everest is 29,031 feet tall. In Ohio University, it has 30,958 students.
Change my answer at the last minute, guys.
The runtime of the Matrix trilogy versus the number of stations in the New York subway system.
So runtime in hours?
Minutes.
Oh.
Alex says Matrix. Andy and Mandy both say the New York subway system. It is the subway system with 472 stations versus 403 minutes.
That's crazy. Wow. No wonder I need an adult to help ride the subway system. I can't do it. It's too many. I need a real adult.
The length of the Portuguese coast in miles versus the max water depth of the Hoover Dam in feet.
I drew the dam. Do I get a bonus?
No. Everybody says the Hoover Dam. It is the Hoover Dam. Cool. 590 feet deep, and Portugal has 586 miles of coastline.
Wow.
The average speed of the Geico 500 race versus the number of sonnets Shakespeare wrote. Alex and Andy say Shakespeare. Mandy says the Geico 500 is the Geico 500. It's 188 miles per hour is the average speed.
Wow!
And Shakespeare wrote 154 sonnets.
I was low on both of those. I thought there was like 90 Shakespeare sonnets. I'm like, well, are they averaging more than 90? Like, yeah, they are.
The number of released acting credits of Nicolas Cage versus the length of the longest blue whale in feet. Alex and Mandy both say Nicolas Cage.
Cage!
Andy says whale. It is the blue whale. 110 feet long. Nicolas Cage has 102 Cage projects released
but
as of this day.
You have to ask, though, how many of those Cage projects are worthy? Like,
all of them.
Or how many have bees? Is it
just at least one? The Wicker Man.
Do the bees each get credit?
The length of I-270 around Columbus in miles versus the number of major battles.
Define major.
What the Civil War information sites that I looked it up defined it as major. There are a significant number of battles, but these were however they defined major conflicts.
And you're saying length of 270 in miles?
Miles.
I don't know.
Everybody has said 270. It is 270 at 55 miles. There were 50 major battles of the Civil War.
Alright.
Yeah, there were 10,500 battles or conflicts.
Fought in 10,000 places, starts Ken Burns.
Yeah.
Civil War. I don't know. I got a top 10, I guess. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Send me the list of those later. What the 50 major are.
The number of painted panels in the Sistine Chapel ceiling versus the number of men's World Cup tournaments.
Ooh. Like of all time men's World Cup tournaments?
Yes.
Yeah.
The World Cup?
Yes. Alex and Mandy both say the Sistine Chapel. Andy says the World Cup. There are 35 panels in the chapel and 21 World Cups.
World Cup.
That's all. I was just thinking about Ireland. I think of the world.
The elevation of Yellowstone National Park in feet versus the number of public libraries in the United States. Everybody says libraries. It is libraries with 9,057. Versus 8,104 feet.
Just Ohio has how many?
Like, I mean, it's crazy.
It's a lot.
We have 251 different libraries plus their branches.
Plus branches,
The height of the Mona Lisa painting in inches versus most the most innings in a recorded baseball game.
Ooh.
Professional. Professional baseball. Alex and Mandy both say baseball. Andy says the Mona Lisa. It is baseball at 33 innings. The Mona Lisa is 30 inches tall.
I was going to say, she's a little over it.
Our last question in the category, the height of Hyperion, the largest redwood tree in California, in feet versus the minimum kilometers per hour of an EF5 tornado. I thought you were going to be drawing a cloud with a
big
funnel
tree.
At first,
big
and I looked
tree.
Over and you got big tree.
What you got is a big old tree.
Everybody says Hyperion. It is Hyperion at 380 feet. Woo! Minimum EF5 speed is 322 kilometers per hour. So the scores at the end of the third round, Alex has 12.5, Andy has 11, and Mandy has 13. Which brings us to our final category of nostalgia trip.
Yes!
How this works, I'll give you a prompt about a popular item from days gone by. Ring in with the answer. 2 points for the correct answer. This popular baseball snack now asks kids to scan a QR code to download a game instead of getting a toy in the box. Mandy.
Cracker Jacks.
Yes. Though there were many competitors and knockoffs, one of the original digital pets got its name from a portmanteau of egg and watch. Mandy.
Tamagotchi?
Yes.
That's what
While many people love this style of footwear, many malls and schools banned them for fear of safety concerns over collisions, falling, and the stance users held. Mandy.
Is it platform shoes?
No. Mm. Alex is next.
Crocs?
No.
Just like, you know, the other.
You got a guess, Andy?
I don't.
Okay.
Is it stilettos?
No. Heelys.
Oh! That's not that nostalgic. We still have those.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I was picturing like goldfish in a shoe.
Disco stew.
Disco stew.
Featuring folders, pockets, and a wraparound Velcro closure, these binders made many kids the talk of the classroom. Mandy.
It's the Trevor Gamer!
Yes.
What?
I still have mine, and it's full of Lisa Frank.
Oh, yeah, Lisa Frank.
I begged my mom for a Trapper Keeper. It's gray and pink.
These fashion items were created when the inventor took a steel tape measure and wrapped them in fabric. Mandy?
Slap bracelet.
Yes. Specifically, slap wraps. That's the brand name of it. This website let you take care of digital pets, play games with them, and build out a house. There was even a way to spend real money earning coins to use on items in the game.
I know this.
Mandy?
Sims?
No.
No. It was my generation. That's why I'm...
That's why this question's in here.
I'm drawing a blank.
All right. It's Neopets.
Yeah, Neopets. I was like...
Silly. Okay.
This American businesswoman founded her own company, leading to classrooms filled with brightly colored animals, rainbows, stars, and more. Oh. Mandy.
Lisa Frank!
Yeah. Yeah.
This
She's
was
my Trapper Keeper.
This was the question right after Trapper Keeper, but I was like, we're going to wait a few moments and then come back to it. These soft toys were supposedly guaranteed to earn you a large return on investment, so much so that collectors kept logs of the rarest ones and kept their tags in mint condition. Alex.
Beanie Babies.
Yes.
All those people that have just a stack of those in their house. And their
yeah, my mom out. Had bins on bins.
McDonald's had them.
Oh, yeah, Worthless yeah, now. Yeah.
While some couldn't figure it out, you had plenty of practice at seeing these at Optical Illusions since they were everywhere from truck stop bathrooms to doctor's offices.
Oh, what are those called?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mandy?
I think I'm close, but I don't think I have. Is it... Like Magic Eye? Magical Eye?
Magic Eye.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Are those I can't make them do it. Kinda, are they
yeah.
the wavy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have no problems doing these. No problems doing these. Yeah, my dentist office had like stacks of books of mm-hmm. them. And then literally I was in a truck stop bathroom like 2 years ago and found a whole wall of them. These were used by AOL to attempt to fast track web searching, though they never quite caught on.
These were.
No clue.
Is this like a precursor to like a hotspot type deal?
No. It's not a device.
Oh, okay.
It's an entirely web-based thing. Mandy.
Web crawler.
No. Right. It was AOL keywords.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, there was all of those ads to be like, go to, you know, chiquita.com or search AOL keyword banana.
Oh!
And it would take you like right there okay. and then like, nothing ever happened of it.
It's basically the precursor hashtag, though. Like they're
more or like the "I'm feeling lucky" button.
Yep.
From Google. Something like that. Yeah. So the scores at the end of our game: Alex is 14.5, Andy has 11, and Mandy has 25. Making you the continued holder
wow,
of the showdown
crown.
That's yours to hold on to until we see you again for the next episode in a couple of months, along with two new competitors who will take their turn to try and take the crown for their own. If you have a suggestion for a category or question, send them to dcdlpodcast@delawarelibrary.org. From our contestants, myself, and the Delaware Library, we thank you for listening to our show. We hope you learned something and had some fun along the way. We'll see you next time for another episode of Trivia Showdown.
Ahead in that category.
That last story.
I'd like to thank being old for winning because I'm old. I knew stuff.
I'm like,
once again, you make an acceptance speech.
I know. I made an acceptance speech last time. And I was so like.
That was actually the outtake in the last episode after the credits.
I'd like to thank Lisa Frank for making my childhood colorful and bright. I'd like to thank my trapper keeper for keeping all the things inside of it, keeping it in a trap so nothing escaped. And I'd like to thank being old.